Well, good morning and welcome to the final day of live teaching. It's day 19 in empowering you to break through. And I've just been so excited about this class, so excited about today, our final day of live teaching. Tomorrow you'll have a pre-recorded assignment, and then Sunday some questions to reflect on the journey that you've just taken. And we would love to hear from you, hear your feedback, how God has used this in your life. So email me, Donna at DonnaParteau.com. You can find me on Facebook, Donna M, that's the initial M, Donna M Power Parteau, Power-Parteau. So we'd love to hear your feedback and how God's used this in your life. We've got a great day lined up for you today. I'm going to ask Deanna Allen if she would be kind enough to open in prayer.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you. We thank you and we bless your holy name. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for your unfailing love that pursues us, that lifts us up when we get down, that gives us courage when we're discouraged, that gives us strength when we are weak, that gives us rest when we are weary. I thank you that in you our burdens are light and our yokes are easy. I thank you that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Because of your love, you sent your Son to die for us. And I thank you that all that his life, his death, and his resurrection empowers us to do. We give you this day. We give you this time. I ask, Lord, that you would speak very clearly, speak very strongly. I pray, Father God, that our ears would be open, that we would hear and that we would do, that we would be cheerful givers, that we would be willing and obedient. Let us hear what you have to say today, Father God, and then thank you that you give us fresh mercies each morning to march out these steps that you are laying out for us, so that we can indeed be free and have breakthrough. Bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, thank you so much. I just sense the presence of God so powerfully as you pray for us each day, Deanna, and I appreciate that so much about you. And I know the ladies who've been part of this class have appreciated that as well. Well, today, Deanna and I both felt strongly that the final message was to dream again. Sometimes we feel like we have all these different issues and problems and obstacles and challenges, and we're down in the trenches and we're dealing with our stuff and we're doing 12 steps and we're breaking through, and it's really very easy to get kind of inward focused and I've got to fix myself. And that definitely has not been the message that we've been trying to bring forth. We've been challenging you to turn your eyes on Jesus and spend time in his presence and let him do the work that needs to be done in your life. But nevertheless, I mean, this has been a climb. It's been challenging for many of you. And so we thought it was really important on this last day to just say, you know what, dream. Just dare to dream big and to believe that whatever you've struggled with in the past, whatever it was that brought you to this class, I mean, it was something, right? You needed a breakthrough in some area. You were feeling stuck, otherwise you wouldn't have enrolled. And we just want to challenge you on this last day of live teaching. Come on, it's time. Start dreaming again and dare to dream big. You know, you noticed yesterday I was not on the call. I had some very interesting things scheduled for yesterday. I won't go into all the drama, but I woke up to a schedule that involved dealing with some personal stuff that could have really sunk me and gotten me down. And I ended up spending the day instead with a group of college students, pouring into their lives, speaking vision, challenging them to dream, and I finally had to throw them out of the house. They didn't want to leave. That happens a lot when young people come to our home. We have a 22-year-old. She's in college, so we get the college kids. And I've got a 16-year-old, so I get the high school kids. They don't want to leave. I remember one gal, I spent the night, and at about 10 o'clock in the morning, I started saying, you know, honey, it's probably time. You know, you were here all day yesterday, probably time to head on home. Finally, at about midnight, and throughout the day, kind of encouraging, honey, you know, just sewing into our lives, but then once in a while thinking, you know, maybe your family misses you too, you know. Around midnight, I said to one of the boys who didn't want to leave, stand up. He stood up. I said, take this gal home. You're both leaving now. But that's a glorious problem to have. And it happens when you ask questions listen and challenge people to dream and to dream big. And that's always what I do with young people, and that's what I want to do with you today. I want you to dare to dream big. All day yesterday, as I started to see this shift of what I thought my schedule was going to be and what God had supernaturally ordained, I was just humming. And I was playing the song over and over in my mind, and then I finally brought it up on YouTube and just played it over. I must have listened to it 20 times, and I fell asleep after a busy day with tears streaming down my face, so thankful that my life doesn't have to be about my own personal challenges, that all I have to do is shift my focus, help someone else, and what could have been an extremely difficult day turned into a truly glorious one. And this is the chorus from that song, which is called Hosanna. Heal my heart and make it clean. Open up my eyes to things unseen. Show me how to love like you have loved me. Break my heart for what breaks yours. Everything I am for your kingdom's cause as I walk from earth into eternity. And that really is the journey that we've taken together, isn't it? Yeah, God, heal my heart. Help me to turn my eyes on Jesus. Fill me with your love so that I have something to give others. And then break my heart. Make my your priorities. I want them to be my priorities. And I want to give all that I am and all that I have, not for myself and my own agenda, but for your kingdom, knowing that our life here on earth is so short. And soon we'll be in eternity and we'll see him face to face. And, you know, he'll ask, hey, how did it go down there? Those 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 120 years, whatever you had. How did that work out down there on earth? What did you do for the kingdom? What did you do that made an impact? And I know that you, like me, want to be able to just cast a bunch of crowns before his feet of what you were able to do for the kingdom. So dare to live a life that's about someone else. So that's D in dream. It's dare to dream big. I'm so proud of all of the women in the group, but there's one woman in particular that I just want to commend, and I'm sure she's listening, and when I tell her story, she'll know who she is. For as long as I've interacted with her through my various e-classes, I did the 90-day jumpstart, which was based on becoming the woman God wants me to be, the Proverbs 31 study. Then I did becoming the woman. I did 90-day renewal, which was based on becoming the woman I want to be, which is renewing spirit, soul, and body, kind of getting healthy. Then we did Hope Again, which was based on my book, Becoming a Vessel of God's Power. So through all these different e-classes, she was involved in a number of them and just interacting online, she's had one issue and one issue alone. She wants prayer. That's the topic. I mean, that was her issue. And obsession. And just yesterday, she came out publicly on the Facebook group and acknowledged, in essence, you know what, sisters? I've made my agenda, what I want, what I think, what I feel, I've made it an idol. I had my own dream. And day after day, I knelt down at the altar and worshipped at it. I mean, she can claim. So huge. That is what breakthrough is all about. And she asked God to give her his dream for her life, a big dream. And I think God has a huge dream for this woman. And it's just glorious that, I mean, this is what I'm talking about. I was so excited for her that I was, like, looking for a place to do some cartwheels because she got the breakthrough. Let go of the small dream and let God give you a huge, huge one. I love it. R is for remember. Remember the vision. Remember the dream. Remember when God speaks over and over in the Bible. The people are commanded to remember. It's a command. Because God knows the temptation is always to forget. No dream unfolds overnight, sisters. Every promise results in a process. And that process is always painful because God has to work on our character. Before he can grant that dream in full, there's some things in us that are going to have to change. And that's never easy. So we've got to remember those things that God has done in the past, how he's worked, how he's moved. We've got to remember the things that he spoke into our lives, and we've got to really hold fast to it while we're waiting. God gave Joseph a dream that he would be a ruler. Do you think he suspected the process that he was going to go through before that promise and that dream was fulfilled, to be sold into slavery by his own brothers, falsely accused of a crime, imprisoned, forgotten? But that process made him the man he needed to be so that when the promise was fulfilled and the dream became a reality, he had the character to stay where God placed him. And this is a huge problem in the body of Christ. You know, your talents, your ambition, your hard work, and even the anointing of God can place you somewhere that your character cannot keep you. And trust me, you don't want to go there. You don't want to be somewhere that your character can't sustain. So let God work the process so that when your dream is fulfilled, it doesn't turn into a nightmare. How many times do we see this in the body of Christ? The dream becomes a nightmare when character flaws get exposed. We just had a case here a couple weeks ago. A youth pastor at the local megachurch, the police came and arrested him, put him in jail for being involved with one of the teenage girls. Okay, so he's the youth pastor of a megachurch. Doesn't that sound like a dream come true? Well, not if your character is not where it needs to be, and you haven't let God do that work and take you through the process. Now the dream has become a nightmare. Obviously, that's an extreme example, but that's why it's so important before we move forward in Women's Empowerment University to releasing you into your destiny. We want it to start here. Let's get some personal healing and breakthrough. And coming back to that song, I love this song. The first line is, heal my heart and make it clean. Got to start there. Heal my heart, make it clean. Then we can get to the part where we're doing great things for the kingdom of God. God gave Abraham a dream and a promise of a child. And when he tried to shortcut the process, he ended up with a nightmare. I mean, a son, I'm sure he loved his son, but Ishmael and his descendants have been at war with the people and purposes of God for millennia, not just decades and centuries, millennia. So that is a bit of a nightmare, isn't it? E is for exercise your faith. Faith is a muscle, and it gets stronger with use. So step out in the direction of your dreams. Start with baby steps. And many, many women come to me all the time. I mean, all the time. Because they have a dream of writing a book. Well, before you get that publishing contract, maybe start by keeping a daily journal. Maybe start by writing letters of encouragement to people. Of course, with Facebook, it's easy. Do some writing every day. Put some muscle behind your faith and begin with the baby steps. And then let God open the doors. Be faithful with a little, and God will eventually entrust you with much. And I didn't hear Deanna's teaching yesterday, but her and I had talked about it. And so I know she talked about God never takes you from mess to glory. Because he loves you, and he knows that you're taking that mess with you. He wants to deal with it, but we can begin with those baby steps and let God gradually open us. Small step, make it glorious, next step, make it glorious, next step, make it glorious. And as we build those muscles of faith and character, God will move us onward in the journey. A is apply the truths you learn. In the West, we've substituted mental activity for actual activity. I'll say it again. We've substituted mental activity for actual activity. I saw a joke on Facebook the other day. We play a childhood game called Simon Says. And Simon says, put your hand on your head. So we put our hands on our head. Jesus says, go into all the world, preach the gospel, make disciples. We memorize that verse. I thought that was pretty good. You know, when God shows you a truth, an area of your life that needs to change, don't just say, wow, that's a great verse. What a good point. The greatest example of this is forgiveness. Is there anyone left in Christendom who hasn't heard failing to forgive is like drinking rat poison and hoping the rat will die? Or forgiveness is the gift we give ourselves. Or forgiveness doesn't make the other person right. It sets you free. I've heard so many versions of these that I could fill a book just with illustrations, quotes, pithy slogans, and mini sermons on the subject of forgiveness. And I could do it probably in the next half hour. But have I actually applied all those great illustrations and clever little cliches to my life? Have I actually forgiven? This is the problem. You know, for many of us, our obedience, our level of knowledge far outstrips the level of our obedience. And, yeah, we want to learn more and hear more sermons and enroll in more classes. Obviously, I believe in that. That's why I teach the Bible and offer these classes. But I don't want you to just tune in every day and say, wow, that was great. I want you to apply it to your life. Put feet to it. Again, exercising your faith, applying those truths you learn. If you've made it to this final day of teaching, you've heard a lifetime worth of truth that you can apply to your life. And if you want to experience the dream to live it out, then the next step is simple, and it's apply. And then M, excuse me, is mentor. Mentor someone else. You know, really the greatest way to learn is to teach. And it really gives you instant accountability when you're in a mentoring relationship. So find someone who needs to know even one thing that you've learned and applied from this 21-day journey, and then invest in that person for 21 days. That really is the best thing that most of us could do to get and keep our breakthrough in our own lives. You've heard Deanna and I say this over and over again. The reason we offered this class is because both of us recognized we had an area in our lives that we needed breakthrough, and God said, if you want breakthrough, go help someone else get a breakthrough. Go mentor some other women. And as you're faithful and diligent to invest your life in them, mentoring them, being busy about my business, then I'm going to be faithful to take care of yours. So there's dream. My dream. Some of you have heard this. When I moved from Arizona, one of my dreams was to live near the ocean, and God blessed me with that a couple years ago. I moved from the desert of Arizona, where I lived for 20 years, to a couple miles from the ocean here in northern Florida. And I needed to get a new driver's license, so I went to get the driver's license, and I have, you know, 30 years of evidence that I'm Donna Parteau, including 29 books with my name on the cover, several of which have my picture on the front, and almost all of which have my picture on the back. So it's pretty evident to anyone who's paying attention that I am Donna Parteau. But when I went to the licensing bureau, they said, no, you're not Donna Parteau, you are Donna Empower. And I'm like, I have not been Donna Empower since 1982. And they said, yeah, you're her. So I went and actually brought in all kinds of evidence. I bought tax returns. I had a pile of documentation of who I was. And they're like, no, you're not her. We don't believe it. The Social Security agency that you've been paying into for, you know, since 1982 is Donna Parteau, is saying that you're Donna Empower. So I went to Social Security. And even though they've been taking all this money, because I'm self-employed, they've been taking double the money out of my taxes every year, they said, no, you're not Donna Parteau. You're Donna Empower. Donna Parteau has been paying all these dues, but Donna Empower is really the one getting the credit. I like this. This is kind of interesting. They said, you have to prove it. We need your wedding certificate. I'm like, I didn't even remember what county. We have to find out what county. Not where we were married. That doesn't count. It's where you registered. So I tracked that down. It turns out to be the city of Philadelphia. Well, their archives, their computer archives, don't go back to 1982. They stop at 1985. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? What is it going to take to prove that I'm really Donna Parteau? But, you know, so they're doing like a paper. I had to pay them to hire someone to literally go into the paper archives in the basement of the city hall in Philadelphia to try to prove that I'm Donna Parteau. Now, I'm not that bright, apparently, because at some point over this four-month process, it probably should have occurred to me that God was trying to tell me something, you know? I was out on my bike, and the Lord just said, who are you? And I started giving him all kinds of answers. He's like, no. Who were you born to be? And I'm like, okay, God, where are you going with this? And I'm biking, and I'm kind of processing. He said, no, it's simple. Your birth date, your birth certificate. And it hit me. I'm Donna Empower. And he's like, yeah, that's who you are. Empower. I've called you to empower people. And it was like glorious. And God gave me on that bike ride the whole vision for Women's Empowerment University. And my destiny is to empower people. And see how hard God has to work to get my attention and to really get me to wrap my brain around something. It's kind of sad. So this class here, 18 months later, is my final attempt. Finally, being obedient to the vision God gave me and all the process that he put me through to show me what he was trying to do in my life. And the vision is to empower women in the area of faith, family, fitness, finances, the first class on freedom, about discovering and stepping into your destiny, identifying the mountain of influence that God has called you to climb, and then becoming empowered to climb it. I want to empower and mobilize an army of wise, well women to advance the kingdom around the earth. You know, I became a Christian in July of 1980, and the next night, God spoke to me so clearly, and he said, Donna, I'm going to take you all over the world and use you in a mighty way for my kingdom. I had a prayer team pray over me a few years ago, and they said, God is going to use you to take literal food and water to the world. I was at a conference, and the pastor picked me out. He had no idea who I was. He just picked me out randomly and said, you in the blue jacket, right there, stand up, and started to prophesy over me. And he said, you're going to speak to very influential people. James Ball, who's a major leader in the intercessory prayer movement, picked me out of thousands of people, and said, you in the cream-colored sweater, you, right there. And I'm like, not again. He said, you, and he started speaking over me, and he said, great fame, you can handle, great fame is coming. I was in Costa Rica with YWAM, Youth with a Mission, you know, ministering and sowing into the young people. And the final day, the leaders prayed over me, and they said, God is going to take you to the Middle East, to places that no Western woman has ever gone before, and you're going to be his ambassador. And even U.S. ambassadors, even the Secretary of State, will not have the access that God is going to grant you in the Middle East. And then they prayed, and they said that God has appointed a group of women who are going to travel with you. These are free women, free in spirit and soul, free in body, healthy and free of addictions. These are women who are empowered. They're financially free. They're independent, and they're able to travel. And so my vision is clear, and the application is for me to be obedient, to begin empowering women. And I believe that as I'm faithful to empower women and invest my life in this Women's Empowerment University, that God is going to raise up that army of women that he has promised who are going to accompany me as I become Christ ambassador, especially to the Middle East. So that's my dream, and I wanted to share that with you. And I believe that there are going to be women who listen to this call who are going to, something in them is going to stir, and they're going to say, you know what, I believe I'm going to be part of that company of women. And I would ask all of you to begin joining with me and praying that God would raise up that company of empowered women. I'm just so excited, ladies. I'm just so fired up. I'm going to go listen to my song again. Thank you for those of you who have been so faithful to this journey. And we're going to have another class coming up. The next one's either going to be empowering you to walk in total God confidence or empowering you to walk in your destiny. I haven't decided yet, but it's going to begin on the 21st. All the classes will begin on the 21st of a month. So, Deanna, I'm going to turn it over to you. I know you have probably, I'm sure you have some final thoughts. You have a devotional, and then we're going to open it up to pray for Sandy. So, Sandy, be standing by and ready to press *6. And, of course, we want to pray a blessing over all of the women who've been part of this journey. So, Deanna, take it away.
I do have some thoughts, and actually, as I was praying about dream, well, first let me say Sandy is in Canada experiencing some technical difficulties, so we've been kind of chatting back and forth as she's trying to work it out, but if she's unable to come on live, it's definitely worth sharing, and she's given me permission to share what her original prayer request was. And, you know, it just blows my mind how God really orders our steps and then draws us by his Holy Spirit. Her prayer request, you know, early on in the group to you and I was really about dreaming. And then yesterday as I was talking to her saying, you know, we've really been waiting to pray for you on this one. I felt like God had this one all over you. And she already had shared some breakthroughs and what just the one final breakthrough is. And so if Sandy's unable to come on, I have her permission to share what her original prayer request was and then what her praise report of breakthrough was yesterday. So as you were sitting there and you were teaching about dream, as we've been kind of praying, you know, Lord, where are you going with this and where are you going to end up with this? And it's not a final destination. It's kind of a launching pad. You're breaking us free for a purpose. And you talked about this in your last class that, this isn't the final destination. We're not free just to be free. We're free so that we can be in our calling, in our destiny, and we can, you know, walk out our true identity. And in one, I don't remember which day it was, but we talked about those little foxes that come and threaten, you know, the harvest of the vineyard. And as we were preparing for Dream Again and Dream, God really brought to my mind four things. And we have seen this so much in the Facebook interaction part of this group, is that there are some dream thieves that come and they steal from our home. And I think that they are discouragement, depleted funds, defeat, and dead-end friends. And so, you know, I've just really been kind of thinking about that and my own self. You know, am I diligent to make sure that I'm doing all of these things that we've encouraged these ladies in the last 19 days to do? And how do I continue to stand on my God-sized dream when my budget, you know, is top ramen and Kool-Aid packets? And, you know, God is saying go out and share with the world. What about, you know, when I try and I fail? Does that mean that my dream is over? That, you know, God says, okay, nice attempt, it's over now. You had a valiant effort. I guess I'll just go place this big dream in somebody else's heart. No. And then you've talked about throughout, as well as I have, our journey over the last several years and how our journey has included several very close friends that have, you know, continued to remind us about what the Lord has said and held us accountable. And then those very practical things, those steps that we have to take. So that was all that I wanted to share on that was, you know, to watch out for the dream thieves. We need to do all these things that you've talked about, dare to dream big, remember, exercise our faith, apply the truth that we've learned, and mentor somebody else. But we also have to know that these dream thieves are going to come along because, you know, frankly, we have an enemy who wants to steal, kill, and destroy our dreams and our destiny. As usual, the word that God gave me today fits entirely. In fact, our one word, our focus word for today is remember. And again, when I end, you're going to crack up because you use this word that is God's final encouragement in this devotional. Here's what he has to say to us. Remember. My child, do you remember? Think. Whatever is pure, good, praiseworthy, notable, think on these things and remember all I've done. And know this, I'm not yet finished. Remember every word I've ever spoken over you. Remember every promise I've given you in my word. For in me they are yes and amen. Remember that I know the plans I have for you. Even when you forget or choose to ignore them, I remember. Remember that every good and perfect gift comes from me. Remember that you wear a robe of righteousness and that it's my desire that you be holy as I am holy. Remember to enter my courts with praise and thanksgiving. Remember how precious is the blood of my son and all that it means for you. Remember the power, authority, freedom, and calling you have to expand my kingdom. Remember, my child, you are my ambassador. Remember to treat others the way I treat you, to live and love with great passion and zeal, and to forgive quickly, just as I forgive you. To be gentle, kind, and compassionate to those I've entrusted you with. Remember the other fruits of my spirit and to grow and live in them. Remember you are never alone and do not need all the answers or to carry your burdens in your own strength. Remember to come to me when you need wisdom, rest, hope, and vision. Remember to keep your eyes on me at all times and your walk will remain steadfast and immovable. Remember to live in the moment, for each day is a precious gift filled with mercies, grace, and assignments. Remember that no matter what you do, I will never love you any less or any more than I love you right now. Remember that my love is deep and wide, covers a multitude of sins, and that nothing, nothing can separate you from it. Remember that I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the author and finisher of your faith. I have gone before you and have made a way where there seems to be none. Remember, I am your ever-present help in time of need. Remember who you are in Christ. Remembering who you are will help you navigate through life. But my child, remembering whose you are, mine, will help you be and do all you were created for. Remember these things and keep my dreams in you alive. I am here.
Well, I can't imagine a more beautiful send-off than those words. So powerful, so encouraging, and uplifting. Is Sandy with us, or are we just going to pray over her?
Sandy, are you able to get on the call yet? Well, I will go ahead until if we hear her voice or not, I'll share with her. In the very beginning,
I'm
she
here.
Had... Yay!
Yay! We are in the middle of a snowstorm in Canada.
Okay, Sandy, do you want to share just briefly what your prayer for breakthrough is? And Dan and I are going to pray over you, and this will be our send-off for the 21 days of empowering you to breakthrough. I'm excited.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, ladies, for choosing today to pray over me. What an answer to prayer to be fasting alongside of you all and to hear the messages that have been coming across and to know that God is for us and not against us and that we can dream again. I remember my reaction on Saturday. We held a seminar up here through our charity for our local churches, and the Holy Spirit moved, and pastors were blessed and refreshed in our prayer time. And I remember my reaction immediately afterwards, and it was to collapse into the arms of my friend, who was a dear intercessor in prayer as well. And what came over me was, oh, my goodness, I'm so tired, Lord. I never thought that would happen. It was like I had given up on that dream. And so this is an awesome place to be in, to see dreams being realized and see breakthrough coming forth. And what a blessing that is. And a breakthrough, you know, in my business and with my clients the past couple of weeks, praying with clients in my gym and them experiencing something of the Lord in the midst of that too. Just waiting upon financial breakthrough here on our property, our gym and our B&B and our ministry that we hold. And we know that God is moving in our community. And I'm just so thankful that his presence is real and his word is true.
I know that you're in Eastern Canada, Sandy, and I just wanted to share very briefly an experience that I had. It's definitely out of the box, but here it is. I was flying to Egypt, and we were flying up over Eastern Canada, and God just challenged me to begin praying for Eastern Canada, and I began weeping and crying over it. And I felt like I was over Eastern Canada on that plane as I was looking down. I felt like I was over Eastern Canada for hours. I mean, clearly the plane didn't just stop there, but I felt in my spirit like it did. And I was praying and praying and praying, and what I feel God spoke to me is that he's going to bring massive, massive revival to Canada, and that it was going to begin in Eastern Canada and spread across the country. And I've had some subsequent experiences to minister in Canada. One that was very interesting, many of you have seen the book Why Revival Tarries by Leonard Ravenhill. Well, I was speaking at a church in Moncton, New Brunswick, in Eastern Canada, and after I finished speaking, I saw a sign on a nearby church that said, it had the name Ravenhill and something about, you know, he was speaking there, and I went, and it turned out to be Leonard Ravenhill's son.
Wow.
He was there in Eastern Canada, and it was just an amazing thing. So I do believe that revival is coming to Canada, beginning in the eastern part, that God is really going to move on your nation. I think God is really excited about the fact that you've got so much prayer going into your parliament. You've got a godly leader in
yes.
place. Your dollar has now surpassed the U.S. dollar. You have not suffered the kind of natural disasters that we've seen one after the other. You've not seen the really recession that we have seen down here in the United States. So I think that God is really pouring out his blessings on Canada in this season. And more we're going to be looking to the north and seeing God move there, and hopefully that's going to humble the United States, and they're going to be like, hey, wait a minute, revival's supposed to be here, what's up with that? So I just really am excited and about where you're positioned there. So let me just pray with you. Father, I thank you for Sandy. I thank you that she dreams big and she lives large. She is not a woman whose prayer requests are about little things. She prays big, and I know that that's your heart. Father, I pray that you would empower her, even as she dreams big, to continue to be faithful in the small. So there's a good word. Dream big, but be faithful in the small. Dream big, but be faithful in the small, and be diligent to those things that are placed in front of you, even as you pursue those things that you feel are eluding you, and that God will give you the empower, the supernatural power, because it's a marathon, and the race is long, and the temptation, Sandy, is for you to sprint full out, sprint like it's 100 yards, and then you're like, clapped, as you shared, clapped by the side of the road, and you're like, ah. But it's a marathon, and so I pray that God would give you great diligence and endurance, that you would see that the race is long, that God has glorious things all along the path that he's going to bless you with. Father, I pray that you would send the fire, the absolute fire of revival, the fire of revival throughout Eastern Canada and throughout that entire nation. I thank you for the way you've moved in Sandy's life. I thank you that you're giving her such boldness in her business. I pray that you would raise her up as a king in the marketplace, one who is really used as one as an appointed and anointed king in the marketplace. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Dawn, I just want to confirm what you said over the East, because who we are working with is a gentleman out of Truro, Nova Scotia, who he and I have light giftings, and God has ordained, you know, a connection between us and two ministries, and we are so blessed by the movement of God already in our community in such a short period of time. Thank you for that word. It certainly confirmed everything that's going on.
Awesome, awesome. Deanna, did you want to pray over Sandy?
I did, and as well specifically for Sandy, and then the rest of the women that are asking God for these things that God really pointed out to me in what it was that Sandy was asking for. So, Father God, Lord, I thank you for Sandy. I thank you that she is a forerunner, that she goes before, that she's a pioneer, that she's willing to do the hard labor, to do the hard labor. It is hard where you go where no man has gone before, because there's no path for you to walk on yet. And the carving out of that path is so much labor. And I thank you, Father God, that you have given her the vision. I thank you, Father God, that it's Sandy's desire and that you answer this, because, Father God, you said that you give us the desires of our heart. It's Sandy's request, Father God, and her desire that she would be able to press into her destiny, press into her destiny. And I know this and many other women are pressing into their destinies, and we fully, fully, fully expect that when we draw to you, that you draw to us, that when we build our abode in you, that you are right there. Abide in me, and you abide in us. I thank you, Father God. We declare right now, we agree with Sandy, that it's time to cross over. It's time to cross over. I thank you that you've given this prophetic word, that you already had given it, that you already had shown Donna, and that the fruit of that prophetic word that Sandy uses, as you had Timothy be told by Paul, that we take these things that have been prophesied over us and then we wage the good warfare with them. I thank you, Father God, that you already had showed Donna to prophesy this, declare this, speak your promises over her area, and for every other woman as well that is ready to cross over and take their territory, to see a shift in our atmosphere and to say, you are the God of our cities, it's time to cross over. I thank you that she's ready and that she's fully equipped to go after her God-given dream. I thank you, Father God, that just like you've showed me, you ordered this thing. This is your baby. I didn't ask for this. Sandy didn't ask for this. You've shown us things that are way too big for us to accomplish, and that's exactly where we need to be, because if we can accomplish them on our own, in our own resources, in our own strength, with our own talents and our own wisdom, then we will surely boast and not give you the glory and will not be fully dependent upon you in a desperate, desperate way that keeps us pressed with our nose to the floor. I thank you, Father God, that Sandy is still standing and stepping out, believing you for increase. And I know, Father God, that many of us that are on the brink of what it is that we are waiting for is financial breakthrough. I thank you, Father God, for this, that until the financial breakthrough comes, that we remain in faith. that we do not walk looking at our circumstances, that we do not get caught up in worry and anxiety and fear and self-sufficiency, that we do not back off from our aggressive tenacity to pursue with our whole heart. I declare right now that those things that bring us that overwhelmment, that anxiety, that fear, that worry, that need to go out and produce these Ishmaels, that they are vying for our attention, that they are plots of the enemy that are coming to, again, discourage us, to make us feel defeated, and to make us weary, because then we feel that we have to focus our energies elsewhere, to bring the funds in, to do the ministry you called us to do. So, Father God, I just declare that we are waiting on you. We are waiting on you. We know that what you order, you pay for. We know that you do not give vision without provision, pro, to go ahead of, to be in front of, that you've already provided it. And so we walk one day at a time, trusting fully that what it is that you've graced us to do today is all that we need to do today. But what you've shown us to do up ahead, we have full, unwavering confidence that you will accomplish what you have set out to do. You are faithful to complete what it is that you have begun in each of us regarding our dreams, regarding our destinies, regarding the vision. I thank you, Father God, that you give us the capacity to also bring spiritual life to our husbands, for those of us that are married. Sandy, I know this is your desire, and that you would bring spiritual life to your three sons, that they would walk out their calling, that they would be in this world but not of this world, and that every ungodly thing that is vying for their futures as well. We prayed this yesterday, so listen to that prayer yesterday. Donna, you too, for college-age children, teenagers. We spoke out destiny and release, and we thank you for that, Father God, for increase in income and reducing our debt. I pray, Father God, that you would help us to not be a slave to stuff. That many of us, we have way more than what we need. We could live with less space. We could drive much more modest cars, that we could reduce our debt by reducing what it is we believe we need to be content. Help us, Father God, to consider the cost, that if there are things that we can get rid of that will help us to reduce our debt so that we can increase our effectiveness and to be able to have one master, that we would not sit at the end of the month and have to look at how much more money we need to pay for all the stuff we have, so that every bit of increase you send can go to the vision that you have given. I thank you, Father God, for the vision that you've given for their property. I thank you that you've given them a desire to be a shining star. And for every woman, I pray that you would light us up. Light us up. Let us be cities on a hill that are so lit up that people just have to come. They have to come. Just like those following the star, following this king, this child that was being born, they just followed the bright star to the place where the anointing was being sent to the earth. I thank you that we have Jesus as our model that we can follow, that we can be shining stars, and that people will follow to come where your light is burning inside of us. I pray, Father God, that you will help us to consider the cost of these big dreams that we would not set out to build and not have enough to finish, that we would consider the cost and that we would be willing to make those sacrifices just as Christ sacrificed. We too have to sacrifice for these big dreams that you've placed inside of us. We know that you're willing, we know that you're able, and we know that you are with us. I thank you for these things. I thank you for these promises. I thank you that for us they are yes and amen, just as you promised. Give us everything that we need. Help us to remember to keep our eyes fixed on you, the author and the finisher of our faith, for your praise, your glory, and your honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And ladies, that concludes the last live teaching in empowering you to break through. I pray and am confident that this has been a blessing to you. Please take this seed that's been placed into your life and plant it into the lives of others. Go on your Facebook page. Go out into your church and your community and share with others what God has done. Pay for it. And we look forward to hearing those testimonies multiply. Thanks so much for tuning in. Women's Empowerment University. God bless you. Bye-bye.